Blog Talk Radio.
Of death. And I will
talk about that a little later on if I have an opportunity. But my focus is to read what is written today. And I want you older sheep, I would say you daughters, your mothers who are 40 and younger, I would even say 45 and younger, you are my daughters. I consider you my children. If they don't go to Sunday school, they actually should be in Sabbath school. And here, they will learn what is written in the Bible. They're not getting it from school if they're not enrolled in a school that teaches the Bible. Let's pick up reading Psalms 23 at verse 4. I was saying, let me read it again. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And we here in North America, the scattered sheep who are not in control. Excuse me, sheep, I'm having to burp. We are in the valley of the shadow of death. Seem like every week for the last, not every week, but maybe once a month, the police officers, those who are sworn to protect us, I guess policemen do not consider us black people as being people. But they should. They're the ones who are not listed in the Bible, and they have lied. They show our children that this white Jesus Christ, and that's not true. That's an idol. Teach your children or tell them, Miss Sandra says, they are idols. Don't pay attention. Do not worship that white Jesus Christ. He is not listed anywhere in this Bible as being white complexion with long brown hair and blue eyes. In fact, he is listed with hair like wool. Whose hair is like wool? Ours. And I'll stop at that. And I'll pick up at another time because it's important that I stay focused and read all of today's lesson. And I have quite a bit of it to read because last Sabbath I did not finish reading all of Luke chapter 23. And I must read that today, finish reading that, as well as get into our lesson of Luke 24. He is risen. Let's go back to Psalms 23, and pick up at verse 4 again. I will fear no evil. And I'm saying that we are walking, a scattered sheep are walking in the valley of the shadow of death, because those who have been sworn to protect us are killing us. And we have not done anything to retaliate except for last Thursday where this young man, and I consider him a hero. You know, he speaks. I understand where he's coming from because those who are in rule have acted out in a false sense of authority. They're not listed in the Bible as one of us, and they are ruling us. And as being an old woman, you know, it leaves me speechless. Not speechless, it just leaves me like in a state of sorrow. That is sorrow. Let me finish reading this scripture. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff comfort me. The table, you prepared a table. A table is this Bible, this book of the Bible. we are to follow, some people say everything in it, but the one thing I do not subscribe to is Paul's letters. I want you to, if that's what you choose to do. Let me keep reading verse 5. And I should tell you why. Because he tells Timothy in one of his letters that the woman should be quiet in the church. But Jesus gave me this assignment. In my assignment, I tried to be quiet for years, but I could not. It was like fire shut up in my bones. And I think it's Jeremiah says that. Nonetheless, let me start reading verse 5 of chapter 23 in Psalms. Thou preparest a table. This Bible is our table. There before me in the presence of mine enemy, you anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And this is what is going to happen to us sheep if we follow Jesus' commandments and rules that are written in this Bible. Some people will tell you that they are done away with, but those people telling you that are most of them are not teaching our black ministers or ministers of the Bible that they are the children of Israel. They will teach that Jesus Christ is a white man when that's totally wrong. Let's go to Psalms 23, where I left off at verse 30. But in the meanwhile, I want to say a prayer, and I pray that my Heavenly Father will protect the words that come out my mouth or put the words that I need to say in my mouth. I have been heavy laden because of the things that have been happening to us as a people. I read in the Miami Herald, a verse on a young person named Darren Rainey, D-A-R-R-E-N Rainey, R-A-N-I-E. And when I finished reading that article, well, I didn't finish reading it. I just stopped because I could not. I said to myself, God, no more. No more of white man's rule. He ordered the water to be turned off in Flint so the people could drink the Flint water that was poisoned. And nothing has happened to him. I tell you, they are in rule. The devil is in rule. And the devil is not going to put another devil in jail, so it seems. Nonetheless, in Minnesota, officer killed a young man, black man. Father, these are your children. We look like you. We have hair like wolves, hair like sheep. And then this young man was in the car with his lady friend and their child. And this white police officer told him to show him his ID. And he shows his ID. He's reaching for his ID. And this white officer just shoots him. Doesn't see. And he told this white officer that he was could carry a gun. He had been a law-abiding citizen. Is anything going to happen to this white officer? I pray that he goes to jail, or either someone takes him out like he took the young man out. And then in Louisiana, a man had permission to sell his tapes outside of the store owner's store. And then these two white officers, they come in pairs. They don't not normally come in as one. They come in pairs because they are afraid of the black man. They know that the black man has more power than what he understands or knows. This is why he should and must read the Bible. And as long as I can do it, I'm going to do it so that he will learn what's in this Bible. And I need to stop this talking. And the white man will call it gibberish, but it's not. I'm talking to my people and to everyone that will listen to me, including that white man. Let me say a prayer. Our Father in heaven, I come to you. I feel like moaning because my heart is so heavy with so much of the evil that those who are in rule are doing to us, your children, Father. We are the children of Jacob, who goes back to Adam. And Adam was disobedient. Oh, Father, have mercy on us. And we are called African Americans, and the African Americans do not want us calling ourselves African Americans. But if we read this Bible, we will help our preachers to read this Bible and understand that we are, in fact, the children of Israel. Whew. Father, I repent for our forefathers who were disobedient, and you put us in this situation because of our forefathers' disobedience. I pray, Father, that you will remove this sadness from me and many of our people in the United States of America, and bless us with happiness. Father, I pray that you will protect us from white police officers from this day, and that they will not kill us. The Fraternal Order of Police Officers, it seems as if they are members of the Ku Klux Klan. I know that they were, the KKK home headquarters was once in Warren, Michigan. I've gotten off of my prayer. Get me back on my prayer, Father. I know that the white man knows that Esau is not listed in Jesus' genealogy. And this is why, because our foreparents were disobedient and you gave control or rule over to them. As I said before, I do honor Sergeant Johnson, or whatever his name was, who feels as I do, but he had the nerve to kill, and we are told that we are not to kill, Heavenly Father. But that is what he has been trained to do since he is a military man. Oh, my Father, I pray for those families where their children were murdered in Minnesota and in Louisiana, and I pray for the family of the Johnsons that the young man had the nerve to do something about this repressive or oppressive regime that we are under in America today. Father, I thank you for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. And as always, Heavenly Father, I thank you for giving us, your scattered sheep, excellent health and with a sane, sound mind. I pray this prayer in Yeshua's name, also known as Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host, everyone. This is the only day in the Bible that tells you to keep holy and rest. Read it for yourself. It's found in Exodus 20, the 10th commandment, specifically the 4th commandment, where it tells us to remember the Sabbath day, and the Sabbath day is the 7th day of the week, not the first day, Sunday, where most ministers or preachers have their worship. They need to read about a person named Constantine. And it was Constantine who wrote the edict. I think it's called spelled E-D-I-C-T of Milan, M-I-L-A-N-D. This is, I'm going back years ago when I had a history class, and I did not pay attention to my history teacher that much, but he was teaching, and I just felt that, why should I learn about the white man's history? But as I've gotten older and am doing what you told me to do, and that is feed your sheep, and I would not do it for years, and you later come and told me to minister unto, you said minister, I'm trying to remember exactly what he said. It was, I wrote it down here in my Bible, or if it was in another Bible that I had, then minister unto the people. I remembered what it said, what he said. And so this is what I'm doing. I am talking way too much. I want you sheep to have your pen, paper, and pencil. I call those your three P's. I read from the King James Bible. I want you, in case I say something, I want you to write it down and search it out for yourself, as the Bereans did in the book of Acts. Whatever Paul was telling them, they would search it in the out of the Old Testament writings. Okay, so let us turn to Luke chapter 23 and pick up reading where I left off last Sabbath at verse 30. And I pray that I will read everything that's written in Luke 23 as well as in Luke 24. He is risen. That is today's lesson. But if I cannot get to all of it today, I promise if my Heavenly Father will allow me to come back next Sabbath, I will pick up reading. Let's read Luke 23, verse 30. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, fall on us, and the hills cover us. For if they do these things in a green tree, what shall be done in a dry tree? Well, Jesus is the green tree, and us scattered sheep are the dry tree. And you know the sufferings we are going under, we are under those people who are in rule today. Verse 32. And there was also two other malefactors, and malefactors are criminals or offenders or felons, led with him to be put to death. Verse 33. And then they were come to a place which is called Calvary, where they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left hand. The word crucified means to be put to death by nailing or binding to a cross. And this is what they did to Jesus and those men that were with him, the two men that were with him on either side of him. Jesus was in the middle of them. Verse 34, then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I have to disagree with Jesus. They did know what they were doing. They wanted to kill him to get him out of the way. And they parted his garments and cast lots. You will find that written in Psalms 22, verse 18. Verse 35, and the people stood beholding. Beholding means watching. And the rulers also with them derided. Derided means to insult him. While Jesus was on the cross, he was still could hear and speak. It took him about 3 hours or so to die, as I will read a little later. They derided him. They insulted Jesus, saying, he saved others. Let him save himself, if he be the Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him. Mocked means make fun of him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, if you be the king of the Jews, save yourself. And a subscription is a written notice, also was written over him. Him, they're talking about Jesus, in letters of Greek, Latin, and Hebrews. We are the Hebrew Jews. We are the children of the Bible. And those who are in Israel now, what's written about them in Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3, verse 9, each one. You read that and you'll see that it's written of them that they say they are Jews, but they are not. And this is what, let me read verse 38, all of it without stopping. And a subscription also was written over him in letters of Greek, Latin, and Hebrew. This is the King of the Jews. And one of the malefactors, which were hanged, railing on him, or he threw at him, or hurled, or said to him, if you be the Christ, save yourself and us. But the other malefactor answered him, rebuked him, he criticized him, saying, dost not you fear God, seeing you are in the same condemnation? That's the same situation or the same conviction. You have the same sentence as he. And he and we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, that is their actions. But this man has done nothing amiss. Amiss means wrong. Verse 42. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And And Jesus said unto him, Verily, verily means truly, I say unto you, today shall you be with me in paradise. Paradise means heaven. And it was about the sixth hour. And the sixth hour is midday or noon. And there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. The ninth hour is like in the middle of the day or around 3 p.m. So this is why I say it took 3 hours for Jesus to die or to give up the ghost, from noon, from the sixth hour to the ninth hour. That from midday until from noon until afternoon, mid-afternoon, about 3 p.m. Verse 45, and the sun was darkened. Remember this, children. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent. That means torn in the midst. It was torn in the middle. So the curtains that were in the temple were torn in the midst, and it was dark that day. I say darkened because when one of the children that partly grew up in this household would say darkened whenever it got dark outside and raining. Verse 46, and when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into your hands I commend. Commend means to give or command my spirit. And having said this, thus he gave up the ghost. Well, he gave up his spirit. Before he did that, he commanded his spirit or gave his spirit into his heavenly Father's hand. Verse 47. Now when the centurion, and a centurion is the commander in the Roman army, saw what was done, he glorified God. That is, he praised God, saying, Certainly, this was a righteous man. And verse 48, and all the people that come to that sight, beholding, watching these things which were done, smote their breasts. They hit upon their chests, like beating their chests, and returned. So I'm thinking they returned to their homes after watching or seeing Jesus put upon the cross. And all his acquaintances, our friends, associates, colleagues, and the women that followed him from Galilee stood afar off, beholding these things. And now verse 50, and behold means saw or seeing, there was a man named Joseph, a counselor, and he was a good man and just. Verse 51, the same had not consulted, or he did not agree with the counsel and the deeds, the doings of the chief priests and the rulers that had Jesus murdered or killed. He was from Arimathea, a city of the Jews, who also himself waited for the kingdom of God. This man went unto Pilate and begged the body of Jesus, and he took it down and wrapped it in linen and laid in it a sepulcher. A sepulcher is a tomb or burying place that was hewn Hewn means cut out in stone, wherein never man before was laid. And that day was the preparation day. The preparation day, for me, it starts usually on a Thursday. But when I looked it up on the computer, its preparation day says it's a Friday, and the Sabbath grew on. Let me read verse 54 for you without interruption. And that day was the preparation day, and the Sabbath grew on. And the one of the reasons why I say the preparation day was not a Friday, because in Friday, from Friday to Sunday, the first day of the week where Jesus rose, is not from Friday to Sunday. That's not 3 days. And Jesus did rise in 3 days. And the women, verse 55, and the women also which came with him from Galilee followed after and beheld. They saw the sepulchre and how his body was laid. Verse 56, and they returned and prepared spices and ointments and the rest, and rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment. Now, you will find that in Luke chapter 7, verse 38, where the woman with the alabaster box, she anointed Jesus' feet by rubbing her hair. She anointed his feet by putting oil on his feet, or what was in the alabaster box, on his feet, and drying his feet with the hair on her head. Again, read Luke chapter 7, verse 38, so you can follow up with what I have just said to you. That ends the reading of Luke chapter 23. Now let's get into the reading of today's lesson, Luke 24. He is risen. And I know that I will not finish reading this all today. I will have to finish it next Sabbath. Luke 24, verse 1. He is risen. Now, upon the first day of the week, the first day of the week is Sunday. Very early in the morning, they came, the women went unto the sepulchre. The sepulchre is a tomb or a burial place, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them, other women with them. Verse 2, and they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And verse 3, and they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed. Perplexed means confused or wondered thereabout. Behold means seeing or saw, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid, they bowed down their faces to the earth. And they said unto them, the two men, why seek you the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and third day rise again. Well, you will find that in, I think it's in Luke chapter 22. Read all of that, so you'll know the exact verses I forget. But I think it's, you'll find it in Luke 22. And they remembered his words and returned from the sepulchre and told all those things unto the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and other women that went, that were with them, which had told these things unto the apostles. And they, and their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed them not. Remember that, as I read on verse 11, they believed them not. Then arose Peter and ran unto the sepulchre, and stooping down, he beheld the linen cloths laid by themselves, and departed, wondering in himself at that which was come to pass. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs, that is 7 miles away from Jerusalem. Verse 14, and they talked together all of all the things which had happened. And it came to pass while they communed together, commune means talked, and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went unto them, but their eyes were holden. Holden means kept from knowing that they should know not. Let me read verse 16 again. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And that is, their eyes were kept from knowing Jesus. Verse 17, and he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that you have one to another as you walk and are sad? And the one of them, whose name is Cleophas, answered, saying unto him, are you only a stranger in Jerusalem, and has not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, what things? The he is Jesus, said unto them, what things? And they said unto him concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deeds. He was mighty in the things that he had done, miracles and words. He was mighty in deeds and words before God and all the people. I'm going to stop reading here at verse 20 in Luke chapter 24. And I will pick up reading Luke 24 next Sabbath. I only have 60 seconds left. So let me have a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we, your scattered sheep, thank you for your constant protection from the evil one and his followers. I was about to say the police officers. Forgive us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. I say this prayer in Jesus' name. Remember, sheep, to take our Heavenly Father with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be with you next Sabbath. God, I love you. But who loves you more? God does. I say that prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. My song is not playing. It's supposed to be playing. God loves you. My song is supposed to be playing. It's counting down, but I don't hear this music going. I don't know why that is. I pay for that music to be going, but it is not. There's always something going on with my program. Looks like every Sabbath, there's, if it's not one thing, it is another. I'm going to allow the music to play for 2 minutes, and then I will end it.